And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Thursday, May 13th, 2021. Today in the news, fiat money is today produced electronically at no cost. It's obviously not even worth the piece of paper it's printed on, reports Gold Switzerland. Ayn Rand said that we can ignore reality, but not the consequences of reality. And reality is that just in this century, over 200 trillion of debt or fake money has been produced in the world. Few realize the consequences of the world's insatiable need for fake money. This super bubble will inflate until one day it totally implodes. Gold has now finished the correction and is on its way back up to $3,000 as an initial target, they write. Very few investors are aware that gold has outperformed virtually all other asset classes, including stocks, in this century. Federal Reserve policies aimed at keeping markets and the economy afloat during the pandemic could end up threatening the long-term health of the U.S. dollar, investing magnate Stanley Druckenmiller told CNBC. Quote, I can't find any period in history where monetary and fiscal policy were this out of step with the economic circumstances. Not one. The central bank has kept its foot on the accelerator far too long, says if they want to do all this and risk our reserve currency status, risk an asset bubble blowing up, so be it. But I think we ought to at least have a conversation about it, Druckenmiller said. Well, the inflationary pressures are now roiling through the economy and the market. Beneath the surface, some of the forces that have long kept inflation at check are starting to turn. Most important, demographics, reports Wall Street Journal. Population growth in the U.S. and China the past decade was the slowest since World War II, as people aged and birth rates plummeted. Baby boomer retirements have soared. Reversing this move would require either a dramatic increase in births or more immigration. After decades of declining power, labor has retaliated, not at the wage bargaining table, but at the voting booth. Well, the computer chip shortage is a problem for consumers wanting basically anything with a computerized component, which is much of the economy, reports Business Insider. The semiconductor shortage has hit automakers the hardest. As more cars went into production, chip competition went up. Since then, many car makers have been forced to shut down plants and prioritize which models they produce, while car prices at dealerships have continued to go up. This perfect storm is also hitting rental cars right now, with prices surging and demand increasing. Gas prices have skyrocketed in recent months, jumping 22% in March, and the U.S. is facing a shortage of 3.8 million homes. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. I say you should do it today.